From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 12th. The morning read 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Talking Sense from Dr. Martha, psychologist. If at first you don't succeed, pick yourself up. Disappointment doesn't define you. I've been thinking about how disappointment shows up for kids and adults and what we can actually do about it. The core idea is simple. A setback isn't a label. When a child gets a low grade, loses a game, or feels rejected, it's easy for them to turn that moment into I'm not good enough. The research behind this, mostly longitudinal studies on resilience, shows that kids who learn to separate the event from their identity bounce back more quickly. So, instead of you're stupid, try that result was frustrating, but it doesn't define you. Offer concrete steps. Name the feeling, remind them of past successes, and brainstorm one small next move. This keeps the disappointment in perspective and builds a sturdier sense of self. Next. Second, from Over the Influence. Is staring at our face so much bad for us? Hey, I from the Great Northern Catskills. Our very first Catskills Book Festival was a success, and I can't wait to tell you more about it. More to come. I hope you all are loving the Parisian heist. If so, please leave it a review on the Amazons. It's so dumb that they help, but they help. And if you didn't love it, don't bother. They're silly. Up next. Third, from Healthy Mom Club. My secrets to a fresh smelling home. I've pulled together the main takeaways from the piece, so you can skim it in a minute. The author's core advice is simple. Keep odors out at the source and use gentle, natural fixes rather than strong chemicals. They swap out the as in a gel pods when the gel turns brown, wiping the residue with a paper towel and refilling the pod easy enough to do in any room, and they even keep one in the fridge for that extra fresh air boost. A big habit change they swear by is a no shoes rule at the front door. Shoes stay outside, so you don't carry in the day's grime and smells. They also steer clear of heavy candles or synthetic room sprays, preferring natural odor eliminators that don't overwhelm the space. Food handling is another focus. Put leftovers straight into glass containers, refrigerate chopped veggies right away, and, because they live in humid Florida, store even traditionally room temperature produced like potatoes and tomatoes in the fridge to stop rapid spoilage and odor buildup. Those three pillars, clean pod maintenance, shoe, free entryways, and prompt food storage, make up the practical, low-effort routine they recommend for a consistently fresh, smelling home. And then, fourth, from Family Troubles, replay of tonight's webinar and log on info for tomorrow's Q&A. Hey, just wanted to give you the quick rundown. The live webinar last night drew over 700 registrants and was free to attend, which is pretty solid turnout. If you missed it, the recording is available, but you'll need a paid subscription to access it and the link for tomorrow's Q&A at 8 a.m. The subscription gives you the replay plus the Q&A session where the presenters will dive deeper into the topics and answer any lingering questions. All the login details and the link are in the email you received after signing up. Just follow that and you'll be set. Hope you can join. Next. Fifth, from Kay Veller. 8 Jewish period TV shows that aren't about the Holocaust. Heirs to the Land follows a young boy in 14th century Barcelona who ends up living with a Sephardic family, giving a glimpse of everyday Jewish life just before the Spanish expulsion. It's in Spanish, so it doubles as a language practice pick. Vienna Blood pairs a seasoned detective with a Jewish psychoanalyst in early 20th century Vienna, weaving murder mysteries together with the subtle pressures Jews faced in the Austro-Hungarian Empire before World War I. The show feels like a period crime drama with a cultural layer. The Beauty Queen of Jerusalem tracks several generations of the Sephardi family in Jerusalem, moving from the Ottoman era through the birth of Israel. It mixes romance, family drama, and the multilingual texture of Hebrew, Ladino, Turkish, and Arabic. The club, set in 1955 Istanbul, centers on a former convict and her daughter, portraying Turkish, Jewish community life with authentic rituals and Ladino dialogue, while also touching on the 1955 pogrom. Both shows and the other titles, Lady in the Lake, The Spy, No One Saw Sleep, and Mrs. America, offer varied windows onto Jewish history beyond the Holocaust, each highlighting different eras, locales, and everyday experiences. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.